brings us back onto the subject of 2012. It's a subject that a lot of people are interested in. There's a lot of theories about it being the end of the world. I just wondered what your take on it was, whether you think it's a time for transformation spiritually or actually maybe the end of the world.
I ultimately, I'll preface this by saying I do take 2012 as a message of hope, not as a message of despair. I'm not walking around the world wearing a sandwich board saying the end of the world is nigh. But I also do take it as a wake-up call. An opportunity, perhaps, for us to change the direction in which we're going. I don't think you have to be, you know, a rocket scientist to look around the world and see that things are going badly wrong, that our civilization stands poised on the edge of an abyss right now. And our governments and the huge, gigantic corporations that really run the world are so invested in spreading fear and hatred and suspicion. Fear, hatred, suspicion, again and again and again, these messages are just churned out at us, dividing us, separating us, setting us against one another, that we're in danger of making that come true. You know, we don't need some blind geological cataclysm. Humanity today is perfectly capable of reducing this whole edifice of civilization to rubble, and forcing us, as Plato said about Atlantis, to begin again like children, with no memory of what went before. It doesn't have to be like that. It doesn't have to be the end of the world. It doesn't have to be the end of human civilization. We have choice. That is the fundamental thing. I believe that the people of the world need to take power back into their own hands, to take sovereignty over themselves and their own consciousness, to stop handing it over to governments and to huge corporations, and to consider very carefully the direction we go in the future. And, you know, the antidote to fear and hatred and suspicion is love. If we can simply operate with love towards one another, beginning at the very direct person-to-person level and spreading that out to the level of nations, we don't need to step over the edge of that abyss into cataclysm and into chaos. And when I look around the world today and look at young people in particular, what I see is a tremendous awakening of consciousness. People are no longer prepared to put up with all that crap that has been stuffed down their throats for so long by the powers that be. People are waking up all around the world. You've seen it in the Arab Spring. We see it all over Europe. We see it in America. We see it in the Occupy Wall Street movement. We see it again and again and again. People are not prepared to put up with that bullshit any longer. I take a lot of hope from that. I believe that that we are in a dangerous time, but globally there's a tremendous awakening taking place, and what's driving that awakening is love. And this is a crucial thing to remember. Now let's look at that Mayan calendar. The Mayan calendar does not say that the world comes to an end on the 21st of December 2012. What it says is that a great cycle of the human story comes to an end and a new cycle begins. The Mayan calendar is cyclical. It's not a straight line. And what happens on 21st December 2012 is a cycle that has been running according to the Mayan calendar for the last 5,100 years, and that's interesting because 5,100 years is really the period of recognized history, of Orthodox history, but that period is coming to an end. But if you follow the Mayan calendar true and look at what it really it says immediately a new cycle begins. So I think that we are in a time of great hope and great opportunity. You know, we can't separate ourselves off from the cosmos. We can't separate ourselves off from the Earth. We're part of a giant system, and that system is coming to the end of a process. And it's our responsibility now, as free and independent, intelligent human beings, sovereign over our own consciousness, to make the right choices for the future. And if we make those choices, and if we drive those choices with love, not with fear and hatred and suspicion, then I think the future is going to be bright for all of us.
Absolutely, I think that's a great message and a hopeful statement to the world. Really, you know, that's, I think that's definitely true as well. It seems that is actually happening. You know,
it is happening, and it's happening. It's happening with the youth. You know, I stand here. I'm 61 years old now. I've lived my life. I've seen many things, terrible things and wonderful things, in my years on this planet. But never have I seen a time when there is such an awakening of consciousness taking place. And yes, there's dark shadows. Yes, there's terrible things happening in the world. But I place my hope in the youth and in the awakening of consciousness that's taking place now. That's what's going to carry us forward into a wonderful future.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I was going to say as well, you know, that I think the whole point of this as well is that, you know, we're really into people thinking for themselves, yeah, and asking questions and questioning authority, you know, and I think that's really important.
It's so
and
important.
As you're saying, that's happening all over the world in many different ways.
Yeah.
And you know, I think if people continue to do that, then we can only get better as a human.
We have to question race. Authority. That's what I've been doing regarding history. Authority says it was a certain way, and I've tried to say it might have been another way. We have to question authority because it's authority, the so-called authorities, that have got us into the mess that the world is in today. Those bankers, those huge corporations, those malicious, mean-spirited governments who stir up fear and hatred and suspicion just to keep themselves in power. Those are the authorities. And those are the ones who have brought the world to the edge of catastrophe. We must question everything they do and everything they say and just refuse to accept what is spoon-fed to us as the facts. And that's what I see. That's what I see happening. I believe in the youth of this planet.
Yeah, I think the whole thing about questioning authority, like, I think sometimes people take that phrase as being... oh, you should just be against everything, you know, like fight the authority. But it's not, it's just questioning it.
And it's questioning.
If what they're doing is the right thing, then your question should be, once it's answered, oh, they're right.
We should question everything. Yeah. You know, one of the divisive, this is a controversial thing to say, but it's a fact. One of the very divisive factors in the world today is religion. Religion is dividing people. Now, what is religion but a system of ideas that people unquestioningly accept? We must question everything.
Yeah.
Don't, just because our parents said this was so and their parents said this was so, it doesn't mean it's so. Yeah. You know, this is part of the grand story of the human species, that we are awakening to consciousness, that we are individuals. We are individual sparks of consciousness. And we should not accept to be told how we may think and how we must act in the world. We must make those choices for ourselves based on a complete evaluation of what we see, not simply on what we're told.
Yeah.
Authority is a very dangerous thing because it locks us into rigid patterns of behavior that other people have created for us rather than patterns that we create for ourselves.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the way to keep expanding and improving, isn't it? To look at what's gone before and reevaluate constantly. Yes. Take the good bits, leave the bad.
Exactly. You know? Mm-hmm. Exactly. Hope for the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Certainly, for sure.
So Graham, just want to say thank you very much for your time and all your words of wisdom, and it's been great to come here and in this epic environment to meet you. Just wanted to know if you had anything happening at the moment, if you're writing a book or
thank you. Yes, I am. My whole life story has been a process of constant reinvention. I spent the last 20 years writing big non-fiction books about the past, about historical mysteries, and I would say that I have walked the walk as well as talking the talk. Part of my research involved 6 years of scuba diving all around the world looking for underwater ruins, you know, putting my life on the line. Myself and my wife Santa, who's a photographer, we worked together on these projects. But I reached a point in around about 2005, 2006, where I felt strongly that I needed to take a different direction in my writing. As I'm getting on in my years, I want to challenge myself in different ways. Again, this is slightly controversial, but part of the process of challenging myself has been to explore extraordinary experiences. I've been down to Brazil and to the Amazon several times, and I've worked with shamans there, and have drunk the extraordinary visionary brew called ayahuasca, which means the vine of souls. They believe that a great intelligence lies behind that vine, and that she works with the human creature. And when I drank ayahuasca, I was given the story of a novel, and I was pretty much told, go away and write it. So I did. I wrote a novel called Entangled, my first work of fiction, which tells it's the story of the battle of good against evil. It has one young woman living in the 21st century and another young woman living in the Stone Age. And they are brought together across time by a supernatural being to do battle with a demon who travels through time. And it's their story, their battle, their confrontation with evil, and the way that time mysteriously works in spirals rather than in straight lines. And I must say it was a liberation for me to write a work of fiction, to write a novel. I think my readers have been surprised. Not many of them have followed me in this direction, but this is my journey. I want to be constantly challenging myself. I don't want to get locked in rigid patterns. And I believe in fiction, it is possible for me to explore extraordinary ideas in a new way, without having to bog myself down in endless arguments with academics, without having to bulletproof every argument with 15 or 20 footnotes, you know, because, hey guys, relax, it's just fantasy. But underneath the fantasy are facts and mysteries and extraordinary ideas. That's my direction for the future. In whatever years I have left on this beautiful planet, I want to continue to develop myself as a creative writer, and hopefully make some contribution to the way we think about the mysterious nature of reality.
That sounds great. It's great to be able to feel so free to change and do different things as well. You know, not to be stuck in doing one particular thing.
I felt very strongly I don't want to get to the point where I'm just repeating myself, you know, just because it works. I want to constantly be challenged and never, you know, just accept things as they are. And I am lucky. I feel blessed. I feel I've had a blessed life. I've been given the opportunity to travel the world, to explore incredible ancient sites, to dive on lost cities underwater, to climb the Great Pyramid 5 times, you know. I've been given incredible chances and incredible opportunities, and I feel so fortunate to have had that chance, and so fortunate to live on this amazing and mysterious planet.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your interesting questions. What are you guys up to now? What are you doing? What's your mission and what's your story?
Yeah, right. Well, for anyone that doesn't know about us, we're a rock band. We kind of mix a lot of different influences, and our whole thing is to kind of try and do things a little bit differently.
Yeah, I suppose it kind of brings us back to what we're saying. Like, we sort of you know, we look at what's been, and we're not stuck into, we're a punk band or we're this band. You know, we just make music and just take whatever we want and just make something that, and so, you know, like, we've people don't really know what we are or what we're really doing a lot of the time, but we just, you know, we just do our thing. So it's, yeah, it's a similar sort of thing, you know, in a musical sense.
And I guess being musicians, it's also you're taking personal risks. I mean, you have to take a step into the dark. You know, you can pursue a very safe course in life and everything is predictable, or you can take risks. I guess you've taken some risks.
I suppose so, yeah.
Absolutely,
so.
Yeah.
Try not to think about the risks, really. Just get on with it.
Yeah, get on with it.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
But that's it, isn't it?
Yeah,
you just get on with it.
Yeah.
You just fundamentally follow your heart and get on with it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm a firm believer in if you put out positive energy and positive vibes, then that's what you get back, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what I guess we've all been about, just making the best music that we can, and the things that are true to us, music that's true to us. We weren't making it for anyone else, really. You know, if other people like it, which some people do, that's great. That's brilliant. You know.
Our album just came out, and luckily it was well received. But we were almost like we didn't really care, did we? We just sort of went away and made this thing.
Yeah.
And just made whatever we wanted to make, and didn't. And we were like, well, if everyone hates it, well, we made what we wanted, so that's fine.
That's
you know.
That's the way to do it. What's the album called?
Just called Turbo Wolf. It's just the self-title.
Right.
But,
fantastic.
But luckily, it's gone down very well, so it's all right.
Yeah, and we've just released a single off the album. It's the third single off the album, and it's called Let's Die. It's a cheery number. it's about basically what we were talking about, is this sort of fact that it's not necessarily about the end of the world, but maybe the end of a cycle or our civilization as we know it. You know,
it's sort of the perils of the direction that things seem to be heading in at the moment.
Yeah,
that's an important message to send.
Yeah, as well as a sort of story of hope. It's like, you know, that things can change if you want them to.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's completely accidental that we're releasing it in 2012. We wrote it several years ago, and we didn't even think about
but
it.
But it's where your story has brought you to.
Yeah.
Now.
So yeah, it's strange how things work out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah,
follow that path.
Absolutely, and you too. Yeah.
Thank you. Great to meet you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. It's
been an absolute pleasure.
Good luck. Good luck with everything you're doing.
And you too.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Cheers. Good luck.